how the ag markets could be impacted by the U.S. military operation against Iran. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, last weekend, the U.S. and Israel launched a military operation on Iran, which killed their supreme leader. The Trump administration says their goal is to crush Iran's current regime.
The impact of this could be felt for months in the ag market.
And that's Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. He says the impact of this conflict won't be determined so much by the fighting itself, but instead by how long it lasts.
The longer it continues to last, the market, a lot of times, it becomes background noise, kind of like the Ukraine-Russia war right now. You know, we're 5 years in, and really that doesn't make the headlines near as much as it used to. What's also going to be a factor is what we see for a new leadership start to emerge in Iran. We're not done with the fighting there by any means. There'll be internal fighting, I'm sure, once they try to elect a new supreme leader.
He says the fighting could possibly send fertilizer prices even higher at a time when they're already sky high.
Most guys have their nitrogen locked in or have their portion of their needs covered for the spring. It'll be past that. What happens if we have to top dress, side dress nitrogen to build up for next fall if this continues long enough?
So what's Setzer's advice for producers?
Patience. Don't panic. Don't dump your inventory. Don't be concerned. Don't think you missed anything in the market because you haven't. We've got a lot of growing season in front of us here. We've got to get through this initial reaction to the conflict.
On a side note, USDA's WASDE report is due out on March 10th, and the quarterly Stocks and Planting Perspectives report will be released March 31st. Setzer adds that both reports could provide some market potential. Read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
A pretty boring day across Michigan today as all precipitation action, well, for the most part, stays well south. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. We have a fairly significant weather system trying to move across the central and southern Illinois, central southern Indiana, and into Ohio. A little bit north of I-70 is about where the northern edge of this ends up. We started the day with a little bit of light snow and wintry mix moving into southwest Michigan, but that's not holding on for very long. I think we end up with clouds and some sunshine through the day today. Mild air continues to lift up into the state. We stay dry through tomorrow as well, as once again, most moisture stays well south of us, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. I think our next chance for significant moisture, or at least scattered moisture, is going to be Thursday. We see a little bit of light rain activity lift up through northern Illinois, come across southern lower Michigan. Still not much happening in the UP. I think on Thursday we can put down anywhere from a tenth to half an inch in areas of central and lower Michigan. Follow that up with a much better frontal passage as we move into the weekend, Friday night through Saturday and early Sunday. That, I believe, is our most active time frame where we can see a quarter to 1 inch of liquid precipitation, coverage around 90% of the state. Behind it, we cool down a little bit for Sunday, but not get brutally cold. And then we're back to very mild air for Sunday night and Monday. Have a little clipper system that may throw some moisture over the UP Sunday night, Monday morning. Next week is dry to start, and then we see a strong front for midweek. Tuesday through Wednesday, we can see anywhere from a half to 1.5 or 2 inches of rain, and then we cool down dramatically for the second part of next week. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, speaking of the grain markets, exactly how were they impacted Monday? We check in now with Andy Eubank and with John Zanker with Farmers Keeper. They spoke at the close of trade on Monday.
Volatility across the world and here at home, certainly, John, with corn, soybeans, and wheat, and a lot of other markets as well. We've seen a fair amount of bouncing around, a higher overnight for the grains and oil seeds, but a lower daytime session, although off of the lows. Overall, your impressions of how the markets reacted?
Well, disappointing day. Certainly, had wheat leading the way lower. I was wondering on Friday why there was a war premium being put into wheat in particular. I was a little skeptical of that. Then we have it, and it looks like it might not be something that's done in just a few days. So here we have wheat finishing off 15 cents. So, you know, it's just, and then we had really strong export shipments in corn, wheat, or beans were good, and still managed to close lower there. So I'd have to think that wheat being down 15 helped pull corn down into the red, but we'll see how we react tomorrow. I still like this corn market. I don't think the beans are necessarily done yet either. So I was really impressed with the export shipment number today for soybeans. So I think that's a positive.
Yeah. Is it safe to assume on any given normal type of trading day that those export inspections numbers, which as you said, were good at the high end of expectations, might have helped pull the markets higher?
Well, I think we definitely would have closed higher. And again, soy oil was up 1.7 cents at one point and beans were lower. Pretty sure that I've never seen that happen before. But we had a bad day in meal. So there's just always something popping up that kind of surprises us, I guess. And today it was on the negative side. But with energy futures up as sharply as they were off the highs, but still up sharply, I just expect a little bit more out of corn and soybeans today.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper. Settlements from Monday, May corn down 2¾ at 4.45¾. July corn a penny and 3/4 lower, 4.54¼. May beans dropping 6¾ to 11.64. July beans 5¾ lower, 11.77. And May wheat falling 14¼ to 5.77¼. April live cattle, though, 50 cents higher Monday at 229.65, but April lean hogs down 15 cents at 95.57. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.